You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of a new trading week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. Boring, I suppose, Nick. Boring? Is boring the right word? Uneventful.
I think so.
Let's call it uneventful.
Boring is the wrong word. I think uneventful. I mean, we know the diary is very busy. We've got the inauguration on Wednesday. We went over a few with you this morning. You know, something like 7 out of the G20 central banks are all discussing interest rates. But before we get there, we have the U.S. closed today for Martin Luther King Day. And it's not just the stock markets that shut. The bond markets also shut. And I think for South Africa, a lot of the schools have been sent back this week for homeschooling until we get more feedback. That combined with the US being shut, etc., led for a very dull, uneventful Monday on the JSE today.
Uneventful. Anything on the Stock Exchange News Service that you saw that was interesting?
I saw one or two things that weren't marked. I can't even recall what they were, honestly.
Okay.
There's one or two things I forwarded that came across the wires, and then it was not even worth mentioning. That's what it is. I saw something on Life Healthcare. Registered capital of joint venture company to be $10 million. I don't even know what it means. It was the only thing. I got so excited when I saw something come across my SENS announcement.
You're an interesting person, but that's bored the life out of me immediately. So let's talk about it. Okay. Dollar rand is 15.25. The British pound against the rand is 20.69. And the euro rand is 18.41 with the euro dollar 120.75, British pound 135.65. Let's have a look at the gold price. It's 18.34, up about $6 an ounce. The platinum price is barely changed at $1,087 per ounce. Where's palladium, please, Nick?
Palladium is down $8 at the moment, 2383, under 2400.
It really is very boring, isn't it? West Texas is unchanged essentially at $52.40. dollars per barrel. The Brent crude oil price is $55.06 per barrel, which has also barely changed as well. Nothing going on. There's really nothing going on. So what we must do is, of course, look forward to Wednesday, which is the inauguration day, which should be fun and games, but of course it'll be a damp squib for broadcasters because there are 20,000 troops on the streets to stop those people that have got horns on their head and their faces painted and, all sorts of and Confederate flags and things. They're not going to be allowed into Washington. Maybe they'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's difficult to, I mean, all intents and purposes should be quite busy. I mean, as I said, with inauguration, as you pointed out on the Wednesday, and we've got 7 out of the 20 central banks reporting, our own South African Reserve Bank as well, US earnings season, the banks reporting. I mean, the list can go on, but for some reason this Monday just literally just fell on a heap and did nothing. Look, the S&P has managed to grow a little bit higher into the green. We were down 20 points as you walked in this morning. But as the days progressed, we've just grinded higher to the unchanged level. So I don't know what's going to move this market. I suspect there'll be a little bit of sort of treading water before the inauguration of Wednesday, which is, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Lindsay, it's 12 o'clock. Okay? So that would be, what would that be? 6-7 o'clock South Africa time, I guess, in the evening.
The top movers on the JSE today, I've got a 15-minute delayed screen, so you're going to give them to me. The big movers to the upside and the downside, please, such as they are.
All right, so the big movers to the upside and the downside, and you bring the screens up.
Let's go. I've got, I have to tell you what I've got, just while you're collating your information. I have got to the upside, Cartrack, Montauk, Truworths, TFG, and Pick and Pay, but that was a while ago. But there's some big moves on the retailers. And that was that thing, you know, we were talking about on Friday. We said that on Friday we were suspicious of a company that comes out with a trading update after the market closed. In fact, Truworths, but look at Truworths, up 14.4% according to my screen. Massive move.
Yeah, that's right. And dragging those clothing retails up with it as well. Also, the Foschini is not far behind, 5.35% firmer, as well as Steinhoff. Steinhoff's been sort of quietly, was it down around Rand, just under Rand, last few days, and it's now around 20. So it's also slowly getting back, and Pick and Pay as well also. So all the retailers had a reasonably good day today. And they were strong all day, because we actually did start with the Rand quite a bit weaker, which is not great for the retailers, with the Rand finishing right on the strongest of the session. But the retailer has been strong all the way.
Exactly. And on the downside, I've got CAP, which is a company that you've spoken to me about on many occasions over the last year. Growth Point down 2.8%. Harmony down 2.75%. Redefined down 2.4%. And Glencore, a 2.2% loser. That's a sort of, it's a very mixed day. It just doesn't feel like a real day, does it? Feels like it's like, it feels like a Sunday when people are not trading, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, look, it's normally quiet when either UK markets are shut with the dual listeds or the US markets are shut. But today's been abnormally quiet. And as I said, I'm not sure combining with the fact that a lot of people got sort of lumbered back with the homeschooling. You know, all the kids were back at Wednesday last week for majority of the schools.
What a nightmare.
They were told to keep them home. Yeah, I know, it's been very difficult. Anyway. End result is a pretty, as we say, uneventful JSC today.
You've got what, a 10-year-old, an 11-year-old?
11-year-old, yeah, grade 5.
So what does that mean? He's home. I mean, he's...
Yeah, he is. So yeah. He went back on Wednesday all excited, new uniform, and quite frankly, I think his kids are bored out of their minds. I mean, he was so excited to get back. It's the first time I've ever seen him so keen to go to school. and then Shane was told on the Friday, obviously, over the weekend, they were told that the government had told them to at least set it up for the next week. Look, it might just be a week. It might just be a week. So there's mixed reviews. I don't have a view either way, but I think his kids were quite excited to go back. So he's at home homeschooling this week.
Yeah, we think we're bored with our children, but they're even more bored with us. Give us the JSE indices as they closed on this first trading day of the week.
You know what? It was uneventful, but we still finished in the green. And I think this puts it – we did trade very briefly on the all share and intraday high, but we finished at 63,713, up 0.26%. Same goes for the top 40 also, up 0.17%, 100 points higher, 58,548. Utilities were the biggest drivers. A lot of the small caps were pulling us higher today. That was up almost 11% on the utility index. Consumer cyclicals, 2.84% firmer. Same goes for tech shares, 0.84 as well. That'll be your NASPERS up 1% with Prosus getting the follow through from 10 cents this morning, which was on a new high. The laggards, industrials on the downside, 0.25% weaker. That's after the industrials, I think, dragged us higher the last few weeks. So a little bit of profit taking today. Same goes the financials, down 0.28%. Healthcare was weaker by 1%. Basic materials, 1.08% weaker. And energy shares, that was Sasol, was down almost 2% at its worst. But energy shares down 1.87% down today. And value traded, yeah, kind of sums up exactly how I'm feeling. 0.1 billion value traded, so quite a bit lower than what we've seen the last few days.
Quite right, too. But it'll all be back to normal tomorrow, hopefully. Nick Kunzer, thank you very much for your time this evening. Nick Kunzer is from Sanlam Private Wealth, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.